You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm your host, Shannon Young. One of the more lasting effects of the COVID-19 pandemic is how it has impacted youth mental health. From extended isolation to canceled rites of passage events to intensified anxiety, the pandemic has brought on a youth mental health crisis like none other in living memory for many in this country. And how best to approach it and treat it has its own challenges. Joining me today are two guests who work on the issue and who will be speaking at an event this Sunday. Reverend Sarah Lund is a senior pastor at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Indianapolis. She also serves on the national staff of the United Church of Christ as the Minister for Disabilities and Mental Health Justice. Lund's latest book is called Blessed Youth, Breaking the Silence About Mental Illness, Children and Teens. Also joining us this morning is Jenna Clinchard, Executive Director of the Boulder County-based organization Rise Against Suicide, which works primarily with youth in the Boulder Valley and the St. Vrain Valley School Districts. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, let's start with you. Your book has the same title as the talk that you'll be giving this Sunday. What's it about?
This is a story that is impacting all of us. If you care about a young person, then this is a topic that is close to you. Mental health impacts all of us. And right now, what we're focusing on is how children and teens are experiencing levels of mental health crisis never seen before. The Surgeon General released an advisory in December of 2021, really calling for all hands on deck. There are so many risks involved facing our youth, and the invitation is for everyone in the community to work together to end the stigma, break the silence, and partner so that all of our children and teens have access to support, resources, mental health care, and to reduce the barriers to care. And so I'm so grateful for this community for creating space to share true stories. And I share my own. I live in a family where we are all impacted by mental health challenges, and I am a suicide loss survivor. And so I do this work in memory of Sydney, my niece who died by suicide at age 16. And so this is very real to me. And I want to create an opportunity for other families to get support so that we can save lives.
Jenna Clinchard, this next question is for you. What exactly is going to happen at this event that's scheduled for Sunday? You're part of the team organizing it?
Yeah, so really, I love the title of this. We really are trying to break the silence on mental health, right? There's such a stigma around mental health and suicide. And we're trying to create a safe space for people to feel free to share about their experiences and to share their hopes around mental health, right? Because mental health, we tend to always talk about hopelessness, but there are so many people that have found in their journey, they've found their way through their darkness and into hope, right? And so we're going to have 6 breakout sessions where people can learn. I mean, we're going to have Out Boulder there, who will talk about LGBTQIA plus community. Coley's Closet, that's peer-to-peer training in schools. What we've learned is that sometimes kids can hear better from other kids, right? They may feel safer to share about their journey. We'll have NAMI there, and we'll have a school psychologist there. And so we'll have breakout sessions where people can learn. And then we'll also have a panel of 5 people where people can ask questions. And we can just really have an open conversation about mental health. And again, going back to creating a safe space for people to have those conversations is so very important.
Colorado has a shortage of certified mental health practitioners, and burnout has only increased with the pandemic. How are you seeing the situation here on the ground as far as replenishing the pool of mental health counselors and being able to grapple with this increased demand?
So I think the state is working on some policies, some laws that may help people get licensed in our state and be able to become a trained, licensed professional. I think that will help in terms of burnout. I think it's so important, Shannon, that we recognize that we're all human, right? So even our therapists and counselors that are treating our youth, they take this home with them. And we need to do better in terms of taking care of our mental health providers so we can avoid this burnout, because the burnout is real right now. And so is, I mean, for example, we saw 333 kiddos last year. That's 134% increase from the year prior, to give everyone an idea of what these therapists are facing. The Surgeon General called for the state of emergency for a reason, as did Children's Hospital last year. They called a state of emergency in Colorado.
Just a quick question before I go back to Reverend Lund. You mentioned this increase. Is that specifically with suicidal cases?
With suicidal ideation. Yeah, kiddos struggling with suicidal ideation. That is specifically in our program, Rise Against Suicide. Yeah, and right now we're averaging about 1 to 2 referrals a day from schools, from our partners, our community partners. Mm-hmm. Our kids are still struggling. It's not over.
I thought I heard that suicide is now one of the leading causes of death for teens in Colorado, if not the number one leading cause of death.
It is, unfortunately, Sarah. Mm-hmm. It goes back and forth between 1 and 2. So we probably are at 1 right now, unfortunately.
And a lot of the lethality of suicide is the silence around it, the stigma of even saying, are you thinking about dying? And it's critical that we all can ask that question and know how to respond and get the person help, that we all are prepared in advance. And that's part of what my work does, is to help everyone have a safety plan, to have your own mental health safety plan, to have every child have a safety plan, have trusted adults they know who they can tell, know what to say, and have a plan of how to get help.
Part of a plan of getting help also is having the insurance to be able to do it, or knowing which providers take the insurance that you might have. That's a huge struggle, is the ability to pay for it, insured or uninsured. What options are on the table here? Going back to Jenna Clincher, just locally, what are the options for youth who may not be able to get in to see a certified mental health practitioner on short notice?
So currently, it is Rise Against Suicide. If a child is struggling with suicidal ideation, we serve uninsured and underinsured youth. Underinsured is pretty big for us. So let's say there's a kiddo who has insurance and their family can't afford the deductible, they can come to us. Let's say there's a family whose child is struggling with suicidal ideation. What all three of us know is we can't tell that child to wait 3 to 6 months. We can't do an intake and say, now hold on to that, we'll get back. They can come to us and get that service immediately. So we fill that gap, basically. Those kids can come to us while their parents are looking for a therapist through their insurance. And we find that that gap needs to be filled more often than not. We do accept uninsured. No matter what someone's income is, we pay for their therapy sessions. Families will never see a bill. So we have us as a resource for suicidal ideation. In terms of mental health, there's mental health partners that you can go and you can get an intake. They take Medicaid. They do take insurance. There are a lot of therapists that take Medicaid in our community. We just don't have a lot of places that take uninsured and underinsured youth right now, especially when it comes to struggling with suicidal ideation. That really is Rise Against Suicide. And we are equipped. A lot of people say, well, how do you handle that? How are your therapists staying? We're very fortunate that we have 4 full-time therapists. And then the rest of our therapists see probably 3 to 4 kids. So we are staffed and we can handle the referrals. We haven't had to turn a kiddo away, and they can be seen within 24 to 72 hours, which is what our suicidal youth need.
Now, going back to Reverend Sarah Lund, in your title at the United Church of Christ, you are the Minister for Disabilities and Mental Health Justice. What is the justice aspect of mental health?
Access to care is exactly what we're talking about. We do not have a just healthcare system in the United States. People are dying because they're not getting the care that they need. Our children are dying. Like Jenna said, this is a 24-hour turnaround. A child cannot wait to receive care when they are in a crisis. And so we are inviting the community to support programs like Jenna's and to make sure that every child has access to care. And it should not be dependent on their wealth, on their race, on any socioeconomic factors. Everyone deserves quality care. Everyone deserves a chance to be well and healthy and not have to face these barriers of discrimination based on economic status, based on your gender identity or sexual orientation, or based on race. But here in the United States, we are so divided among these realities. And racism impacts mental health. Homophobia and transphobia impact mental health. So that's where the justice comes in. Equality among everyone and equal access to quality care.
And before we wrap up, I want to toss this back to Jenna. Give us the information again about the event happening on Sunday and how people can find out more.
Sure. So the event is October 9th. It is 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. and it's at Atonement Lutheran Church, which is 685 Inca Parkway in Boulder. And people can go to the INMI site, INMI, in Boulder, Colorado, and you can find out more information there about the event. And we hope you can join us, and we look forward to seeing you.
I've been speaking with Reverend Sarah Lund, author of Blessed Youth, Breaking the Silence About Mental Illness, Children and Teens, and Jenna Clinchard, Executive Director of the Boulder County-based Rise Against Suicide. Thanks to you both for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shannon.